Any members of the committee that wish to attend this meeting remotely must do so from within the precincts of Leinster House. This is due to the constitutional requirement that in order to participate in public meetings, members must be physically present within the confines of the place where Parliament has chosen to sit. In today's case, following agreement of both Houses of the Oireachtas, the Parliament precincts include Ilan Ardenmore, the first time that the parliamentary precincts have included an offshore island. This meeting is the first official Oireachtas business to be held on an offshore island. It signifies the importance of involving all people of Ireland in the democratic process. We, as members of this committee, have a responsibility to represent the interests, concerns and aspirations of island communities throughout our country. But to effectively do this, we must actively engage with you. And that is why the members of this committee were so determined to ensure that Ireland's first ever live parliamentary broadcast outside the city of Dublin would take place on an offshore island. In fact, I believe this may very well be the very first live broadcast of a national parliamentary hearing on an offshore island globally. Through the participation of all involved here today in this historic meeting, we are demonstrating how broadband technology can bring parliamentary democracy closer to the people. And I hope that this can act as a beacon of best practice for other parliamentary committees, both here in Ireland and elsewhere. We're grateful to the Islanders who have facilitated the broadcast of this live meeting and affording members the opportunity to see how advances in a communications technology allows people a real and sustainable way to live and work remotely in rural areas. Today we will hear of the unique challenges faced by island communities, but we'll also hear of solutions which, if adopted, not only can address these challenges, but help support isolated communities across Ireland, in fact, across the world.